This morning, I want to talk about be free and stay free. How many of you want to be free? Be free and stay free. In 1957, there was the year where Elvis Presley, you know, he was just launching out. He'd been singing in the choir, in the church choir, and he was just launching out into the world. The world of money, the world of fame, the world of opportunity. And in that year, he did, and he sang in the first movie called Jailhouse Rock. I wonder they call Elvis the King of Rock. You know, and the song that he sang that was so popular was this song called I Want to Be Free. I Want to Be Free. And this is what the words, this motion picture is taken, you know, about him and a group of people in jail. And the song he sing, I Want to Be Free. There is no joy in my heart, only sorrow. I am as sad as a man can be. I sit alone in the darkness of my lonely room. And this room is a prison to me. I look at the window, and what do I see? I see a bird way up in the tree. I want to be free, free, free. And of course, you know, Elvis with his rocky voice, and he will say, free, with a stretching effect. You know, I want to be free like the birds in the tree. Till today, hearts around the world, especially the young generation, cry out, I want to be free. No restriction. The best in life is no, no. Everything is yes. Yes to everything. Free to do what I want. Free to speak whatever I want without consequences, without responsibility. You know, free to choose. Is it possible? Is it possible? The first couple in the garden show us it is impossible. The principle of sowing and reaping never change with changing time or changing worldview and popular trend. You can be free, but there is always consequences and responsibility. But this question of, I want to be free, is being free, you know, an external issue? That means the environment is important. That means where I stay, what I have, you know, will that make me free? Will only the external make me free? Or is it I'm free because of the issue of the heart? We live in the West. We are supposed to be free. And yet, we see the amount of suicide. We see the increase of people going to see psychology and psychiatrists. We see the amount of bondages. We see even the amount of mental issue in our world. The West is supposed to be very free, even among Christians. Can a person truly experience freedom without Jesus Christ? I thought of this word of Jesus in John chapter 8, verse 36. So if the Son set you free, you will be free indeed. Is it not powerful? If the Son, the word if Jesus Christ set you free, you will be free indeed. Is not this just one verse? This one verse is so powerful enough to set us free. But to some people, they may say, should I just take this word of Jesus literally? If Jesus say I'm free, then I'm free. Should I just take it literally? Or should I try to handle the word of Jesus, try to spiritualize it? You know, or should I read between the line? Between the line, is there any condition? Or should I find a deeper meaning when Jesus said this word? If the Son set you free, you are free indeed. You know, I love Jesus just like you. Jesus is a great communicator. And when he communicates the truth to his disciple, at times they don't understand. At times they don't get it. How many of you realize that? Even like us, sometimes we read the Bible, sometimes we hear what is being preached, we don't really get it. It don't click. Something did not lock inside here. How many of you realize that? You know, it's hanging up there. But I want you to know, when it doesn't click, don't throw it away. Put it aside. Because somehow, the Holy Spirit, in the right time, will take what has been spoken, what is the Word of God, and make it live. Make it real to you. And when the disciple could not understand, they never stopped there. They always asked Jesus, please explain. Have you ever asked Jesus, please explain? And one other thing about, when you ask Jesus, please explain to something that you don't understand, Jesus never reject you. Jesus never say, you silly fella, how many times must I tell you and explain, and you never catch it? Jesus will graciously, you know, explain and expound to them. And this word of Jesus, if the Son set you free, you are free indeed. He should be taken as what he is. Say amen to that. Taken as what he is. Because this is what John chapter 6, verse 63 to 64 said. The Spirit can make life. Only what Jesus said, only the word of Jesus is life. Only the word of Jesus give you life. The Spirit can give you life. Our sheer human strength and human power cannot make anything happen. I mean, I know sometimes we try our best. We try our best to put on the good show. We try our best to boost ourselves up. We try our best to tell ourselves, I can do it. I believe. But I'm telling you, human sure and human power will not go far enough. When you meet something greater than you and stronger than you and more difficult than you, you will give up. But Jesus said this, every word I've spoken to you is spirit word. Spirit word, because it is life-making. That the word of Jesus Christ is life, is able to not just impart life, is able to energize life, and is able to make life. And what we need in our life is more life of Jesus Christ. Say amen to that. He said, it is life-giving. But some of you are resisting, refusing to have any part in this. I want to take the word of Jesus. If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. I want to take those words of Jesus and believe that He is life-giving. He is life-transforming. And I want to take those words of Jesus to apply in my life and to take it literally. We are trying. We are trying to spiritualize it or analyze it. Or try to find what is in between the words. You remember the crippled man and his four friends, his four good friends. I hope you have four friends like that. They lower the crippled man down the house through the roof, in the middle of the house. And Jesus said to him, arise, take up your bed and walk. Now this crippled man could resist, he could refuse, he could try to spiritualize the word of Jesus, but he simply obeyed Jesus, took up his bed, rise up, took up his bed, and walked, and a miracle took place. And I want you to know the same word that Jesus said to you this morning, if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. You need to take those words literally, say amen. Stop thinking and debating and ask, is it possible? It is possible because we serve a Jesus Christ who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and He's the life giver, and He's life giving, and He's life energy. And He said that when there is no life in you, I give you life. So I look at John chapter 8. Verse 30 to verse 38. Would you turn with me? John chapter 8, verse 30. As he spoke this word, many believed in him. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Most assuredly I say to you, whosoever commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." I just want to share three action words. We start with the word A, to how you can be free and stay free from the spoken word of Jesus Christ. If the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. Just three action words. The first A is admit. Bondages are broken when you admit them. And here was the children of Israel. You know, here were the religious leaders. And they said to Jesus, when Jesus said, "I will set you free," they said to Jesus, "How is it possible? We are Abraham's seed and we have never been in bondage to anyone. You want to set me free, Jesus? I've never been in bondage before. Why do I need to be set free?" You see, if you want to be set free, you need to admit that you have a need, that you are in bondage, that you need him. Bondage is not God's purpose for his people or anyone. The Bible tells us one of the reasons Jesus is sent into the world, is to die on the cross. And in dying on the cross, he opened prison door and he set the captives free. Jesus said in the Bible, you know, John said this, "But the Son of God came to destroy the work of the devil." In Jesus' earthly ministry, wherever he goes, when he finds someone who is bound, he set them free. Say amen to that. He found a woman that was suffering 18 years. 18 years she was suffering, bound for 18 years. And as she was walking, you know, around with a bandbag, she found her and she said to her, "Woman, you are free from your infirmity." The business of Jesus Christ is to set people free. God does not bring bondage to us. Say amen. He come to set us free. Then he called Lazarus out of the tomb. Lazarus came out of the tomb and he was all tied up. And his word to the people was, "Loose him, free him, and let him go." If you are in bondage, it's not because God has put on you. If you are in bondage, it's because of your doing. And it's because somebody may have put bondage in you. But the truth is this, you can be set free. And this is why Jesus said, "I want you to know you can be free. For the Son of God has come to destroy every bondages, every work of the enemy." But imagine the answer of these people to Jesus. "We are the seed of Abraham. We are never under bondage." These people deny their condition. They deny the truth. Their nation has been in bondage to Babylon, to Persia, to the Macedonian, to Syria, and now to Rome. You see, the concept of this Israelite is this. For us to be in bondage means we must be carried into a foreign land. And then we must be behind bar. But Jesus said to them, "You are in bondage when you cannot do what God calls you to do. You are in bondage when you cannot be what God calls you to be." For every one of us sitting here, God do have a plan. God do have a future for us. God wants us to do and to be what he has called us to do and to be. And when you cannot, then you are in what? You are in bondage. They say, "We are Abraham's seed." Abraham's seed has great promise and great destiny, but they fail to be what God has called them to be and to do, to be free and to bless and to impact other nations for God. The moment, the very hour that Jesus was speaking to these Jewish people, to the religious leader, the nation of Israel was under the bondage of the Roman government. Yes, they could practice their belief. You know, they could walk around freely and use their currency in the temple. But the true sense, they are in what? They are in bondage. And when they say, "We are not," they live in deception. Jesus Christ said this: "Whoever commits sin is a servant of sin, is in the bondage of sin." And when he used the word commit, whoever that continuously has the habit of sinning, of falling into sin. In other words, when you have Jesus Christ, he come and set you free. He has put the seed of his word, of his sperm, of his life into you, that you do not have to sin. You as a Christian, you as a child of God, has the power to say what? No to sin. So, what is the first step to be set free from bondage? The first step is to admit, I have. That is taking responsibility. You know, when you speak to an alcoholic, you need help. You need to stop drinking. It's destroying you. It's destroying your family. It's destroying your life. What would an alcoholic say? "I don't have a drinking problem." You speak to a guy who is on drug, what would he say? "I don't have a drug problem." You know, unless you admit you have a bondage, you have a need, you need Christ. Unless you admit that, I'm telling you, God cannot help you. God cannot help you. I have to admit. And some of us, the bondage may not be alcohol, may not be drugs, but I tell you, there is a more dangerous bondage that we may not realize, that the bondage to money. Hello? The bondage to money. The bondage to offenses. I want you to know, whenever there is a bondage, it kills and it dispirits you and it stops God's kind of life for you. The potential in you is locked inside, because bondage just make you smaller and smaller. In fact, what bondage do is to make you crawl out like a baby in the womb. That's what bondage does. But this is Jesus that said, if you admit that you have a bondage, no matter whatever is the bondage, then he said that I have the power to set you free. It's just like a person who is sick. Unless a person admits, "I'm sick," no medicine will be able to help the person, because the person will not take what? Take the medicine. So this morning, the promise of Jesus is that if the Son set you free, you will be free indeed. But the condition is you need to admit that you need to be set free and not others. And he promised you that he will set you free if you admit you need to be set free. The second word that is important, after you admit, you need to agree with the word of Jesus. Jesus said, "You are free." Say amen. If he said you are free, means you are free. No one can promise you freedom except Jesus Christ. No one can set you free except Jesus Christ. He himself is free. You look at him in the four gospels. He came to a nation under political bondage, spiritual bondage, religious bondage, but he was free from them. Jesus is free from legalism. You don't see him bowing down to the tradition of man. He was free from fear. He slept in the boat when the storm came. He went to Calvary without fear. You don't see Jesus Christ in bondage to any person or any system because he is free, and only he can make you free. But you need to what? You need to agree with him. Not only do you need to admit, you need to agree. And if you will agree with him, there are two areas in your life that must show your agreement. The first area is your what? It's your word. Matthew chapter 12, verse 37 tells us, words can be your salvation. Words can also be your damnation. Words can be your liberty, and words can also be your bondage. Words can be your victory, and words can be your defeat. Words can lift up your spirit, or it can even dispirit you. Words can give you hope or make you hopeless. Word, what you say, can be your faith or a doubt. So the Bible tells us it's important if we want to be free, we must agree with what Jesus said. Jesus said, you are free. So now, in his word, you walk and talk what? Free. You walk and you talk free. That's what he said. Simply, he never said you had to do ABC to be free. Because he said you are free. Let me show you. Let me just share you a personal experience that I had. To some of you may think, oh, this is nothing, Pastor. But to me, it was a struggle. It was a struggle. For many years, I stand there. You know, first you learn, you come to church, you go and work. All your life, you have been wearing tie. You come to church, you are wearing tie. Do you know to take off the tie is a struggle? How many of you realize that? I don't know about you, but to me, it was. And all your life, you have tucking your shirt. And I want to tuck out the shirt. I said, I saw it's much more easier to tuck out the shirt. And of course, my wife said, hey, tuck out your shirt. And my daughter said, tuck out your shirt. And this is Ivan Kwa. Pastor, tuck out your shirt. This is old-fashioned, tucking out your shirt. And I tell you, I stand there, every time I tuck out, yeah. It's so difficult to break it out. I don't know about you. Some of you may say, Pastor, you talk about tucking out your shirt. I can do more than that. But no, let's stop there. Let's stop there. But I'm telling you, I have this struggle because it's so easy for us to be so caught in the box. Even doing the right thing can be difficult. So I struggle and I struggle and I struggle. So I tell myself, this is what I will do. I'll tuck up my shirt after I preach. But you will not notice, I only take out my shirt after I preach. Feel good, man. And not so tired also. You know. And I tell myself, you know what I'll do? I do it in Onamara first. But at least now, for the last few Sundays, I was able to do it here. You see, sometimes you never know what little things can bring you into bondage. How many of you realize that? You never know. It may be nothing to others, but it may be something to you. But I need to admit, I have this problem. God, I just cannot tuck out my shirt. I can't, Lord. I struggle with it. Maybe it's the tradition of man, maybe it's my upbringing, but I just could not. But I have to agree. Whom the Son has set free, you are free indeed. Can you say amen to that? It's like the elephant. The elephant that has been tied to the stick as a little elephant. even after the elephant becomes so huge, his mind still tells that stick is too strong. Do you realize that if you watch in some of the place, the elephant only have a change, not even a stick, but it will not move because it's all in the water. So if you want to be free, Jesus said, you are free, you have to change firstly your what? Your language. Say amen to that. And then you have to say, second thing, what? You have to change your thinking. This morning, I encourage you to agree with the word of Jesus in your speech and your thinking. Say this with me. Say it loud. I'm free by the words of Jesus. Say it loud with me. I'm free by the words of Jesus. I'm free from guilt. Free from the punishment and the punishment of sin. Free from condemnation. Free from the power of sin. Free from all the negative words spoken against me. I'm free to be all God wants me to be and to do. He said, I am free without question. That's what he said. You are free. He never asked question after that. Can you believe that? Can you agree with that? Can you start living your life as a free person? Let nothing bounce you or hold you back. Some of us, you know, are so tight in our heart. God, I'm free from all this. I'm not a very generous person, say amen. Can you say that? Because he said I'm free, you know. So how do you stay free? He said in verse 31 and 32, abiding is the key to continuous freedom. If you abide in my word, you are my disciple indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. People come and hear the word of God, and they are happy to hear the word of God. And they believe, you know. But Jesus said this, to be free, it's not just that moment, but it's a continuity. And what is this continuity? It's to abide in who? You say, abide in my word. What I say, come under what I say. Believe it, embrace it, and let what I say become the reality of your life. To abide means to remain, to continue, to hold, to stand, to endure, to stay, and not to depart from whose? From His word, from His commandment, from His teaching. Because truly, if you abide, then you are free. You are my disciple. Above that, He said, you are my sons and daughter. Abide. Is this abiding that is recorded in John chapter 15? This abiding that gives us this intimate relationship with Him so that we can draw strength from Him. Is this abiding that is obeying His commandment to stay in His love, to love one another? Is this abiding that gives us a strength to resist sin and temptation and to yield to Him? Jesus said, if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. Everyone sitting here this morning, you are free. God has freed you from sin. Say amen. Now you need to be free. Any offenses, be free from it. Any hurt, be free from it. Any pain in your life, be free from it. because the Son has set you free. He has taken every reproach, every offenses upon himself and said, I bear it and I set you free. You want to be free? Admit, Lord, I'm struggling in this area. Help me. You want to be free? Take the word of Jesus, literally, agree with his word, and let his word change your language and change your thinking. And you want to be free? Then simply just abide in his word, in what he promises you. Not how you feel, but what he promises you. And start to live free and walk free and stay free. I pray being free will increase your joy. Amen? Being free will help you to sleep better in the night. Why toss left and right on the bed? It's not exercising. It's called sleepless night. Why? Jesus said, whom the Son has set free, he is free indeed. Don't let the accuser accuse you of anything. He said, you are free. I forgive you of your sin. You are free. Ask the brethren to come and serve communion this morning. And as we take communion, take the word of Jesus literally, whom the Son has set free. He is free indeed. Literally.